This is Bubba Bubba's friend, Jess Conrad, OBE, Old Butlin's entertainer. And I'm so thrilled to be here, standing in the sun, looking a little bit nice.
I'm going to interrupt you. Why bothered you at my one? They did me a month ago here, the tribute to Eric Hall. Yeah. Where were you, Bubba?
I was on the next table, Bubba.
You weren't Bubba.
I think I was Bubba, unless they sent my lookalike, who's a bit shorter than me.
No, you did bother at my lunch.
Well, then I was obviously working. And I remember when Johnny Mills was alive, who lived next door to me in Denham Village, and we got on very well together. And he used to say to me so many times, "I must come and see you work, dear boy, because you're such an music lad. I must come and see you work." And, of course, in John Mills's world, everybody works in Shaftesbury Avenue in the theatre. And then he trapped me one day at a garden party and said, "I must come and see you work, dear boy. Where are you next week?" And I was trapped and I went, "I'm at Butlin Skegness," and his face didn't change. He just said, "Don't know it, dear boy, don't know it," and he never asked me again.
Talk about great actors. Recently, and I know you knew him well, and our mutual friend, my cousin, and your friend Brian Hall, worked with a man. Your reaction when Bob Hoskin died?
Oh, yes, and Brian Hall was a dear, dear friend of mine. And I saw him last week on television because they did a snippet of that big gangster film he did. What was it called?
Long Gone Friday.
Brought a tear to my eye because we used to do all the coffee shops in the West End, and he once said to my young wife or girlfriend then, Miss Camay, that she was the most beautiful girl he'd ever seen. And she'd never forgotten that statement. And apart from that, he was not only a great actor, but a true friend, like a lot of Cockney boys are. When you get a Cockney mate, like we all Cockneys, even Bubba, and it was great. And of course he has a great family.
Want to play a record? Not one of yours. What do you want me to play?
well they do love to play this Pullover, which is voted the world's worst record, but it's made me infamous, especially now on the YouTube when they're listening to all these funny things. And of course my fans always say I must sing this Pullover. So for your listeners, this pullover that you gave to me, this pullover.